This is Voice of the Arts on 103.3 FM. Voice of the Arts is a weekly calendar of arts events in Central Texas. The latest exhibits continue at Baylor's Martin Museum of Art, Makoto Fujimura's paintings inspired by Rouault, as well as contemporary photography from Dorinth Doherty, are both on display through November 13th. There will be a gallery talk by Doherty at 1 p.m. on November 3rd. Fujimura will participate in a reception and demonstration beginning at 3 p.m. November 11th. The exhibits are free and open to the public. The latest exhibition continues at Baylor University's Mayborn Museum. Sacred Texts, Holy Images, Rouault's Miserere, and Chagall's Bible Series features works by two of the century's most influential religious artists. The exhibition is on display through Thanksgiving weekend. The Mayborn Museum has more information. William Davis, poet and writer-in-residence at Baylor, will be reading from his collection Landscape and Journey Thursday at 4 p.m. This free event takes place in the Draper Building at Baylor. The university's English department has more information. The feature film Endings, produced locally by Chris Hansen, will be shown Saturday evening at 6:30 in the Jones Theater at Baylor University's Hooper Schaefer Fine Arts Building. In addition to the free screening, there will be opportunities to interact with the cast and crew. The Christmas portion of the Waco Symphony Orchestra's season begins this month, starting with the Nutcracker on Sunday, November 21st. Ballet Austin will join the symphony for this performance. Various packages are available through the Waco Symphony Orchestra box office. MCC's Chorale and Wind Symphony will be in concert November 22nd at 7:30 at the Ball Performing Arts Center. The concert is free.
Voice of the Arts is sponsored by the Martin Museum of Art at Baylor University. Dedicated to bringing outstanding art and cultural opportunities to campus and to our community. Online at baylor.edu/martinmuseum.
Voice of the Arts airs six times daily on 103.3 FM, and you can access this segment at kwbu.org. We encourage you to support these local arts activities in the community.